Can you feel that you are still alive? Can you feel the enormous aliveness that dwells in your body, in every cell, that's vibrant with life? Feel that as you sit there. See, look, watch the people. Can you be aware as you sit there, as sense perceptions happen, can you be aware of the now as the inner field of aware presence in which all those beautiful sense perceptions happen? Be aware of that field of spacious, vibrantly alive stillness in which you're seeing, hearing, feeling. That's who you are. Life itself. Not some heavy little person with a problematic life situation. That exists, yes, on its own little level. But more vitally, who are you underneath that absurd life situation? Everybody, life situation is complicated, but also absurd. In a few years, as I say in the Stillness Speaks, it will be the dash between your date of birth and your date of death on your gravestone. That will be what's left of your life situation and all the problems. So yes, you give it its due. Of course you deal with things, the things of this world. But if they absorb your life, they suck the life out of you, the world of objects, the world of things, of mind objects, and of physical objects. The world says, this matters, this is absolutely important. Nothing is absolutely important. It's absolutely important that you know who you are. Then the rest will flow more easily, more powerfully. So you're sitting on this plane, or you're sitting right here, of course, it's the same. You're sitting right here. Are you sitting here with a heavy little me? With identified with every thought that goes through the head? I don't understand what he's talking about. And I don't want to understand what he's talking about. Don't listen to this. It could be dangerous. Okay, think about your problems, the things that are really important, well, that you have to tackle when you get back home. Oh, yeah. I shouldn't have come here because all the stuff that I haven't, that I left behind, Do you carry that around as who you are? Or is there something far greater, far deeper? So do you derive your sense of self from object consciousness or from the vast spaciousness, the vast field of spacious awareness that makes it all possible for even an object, for even a thought to be there? The unconditioned dimension of consciousness that is in you waiting to be discovered. Yourself. Ultimately, it is finding something that you've been looking for in the wrong places all your life. You've been looking for it through more. And you don't need more. You can then play with more, yes, playful. But you don't need more of anything to find yourself. Some people find themselves in the last 10 seconds of their lives before the accident kills them. Wow! No fear left, nothing left, just an enormous sense of alive peace and serenity. And a few of them survive. And then they said, I don't know what happened. I could see the accident was coming, but suddenly all fear left me and there was an incredible sense of peace and aliveness. And I knew all is well. And I knew there was nothing to fear anymore suddenly.